This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, May 17th. Will consolidation and beef values lift futures in Thursday's cattle market? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Boy, oh boy, if you want to take a look at a chart that's going to give you a little bit of fear, take a look at a live cattle chart. Ugly. And I talk technicals right now because we're not having a ton of fundamental news out there. We trade on fundamentals and we trade on technicals, but when there's no fundamentals, you have to kind of lean on something else. And the map that most other traders will look at is that technical trading map. And that's what we're kind of looking at right now. And I tell you what, on these lows, if you are a procurer of cattle and you need cattle, now's a great time to start buying some of those calls up above to kind of protect yourself from a huge rally back if anything happens and we start to see that thing spike higher. Right now, the chart looks pretty bad. That probably isn't going to be something you're going to be looking at doing, but you know what? Do it when you can, not when you have to. That's an old trading adage.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 18 and a quarter at 468. July corn was up 9.5 at 379 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 14 and three quarters, ranging from 586 and three quarters to 596 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 11.5, ranging from 616 and three quarters to 626 and three quarters. Live cattle for June were up 80 cents at 110.82 and a half. May feeder cattle were down $1.70 at 134.40, and May Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 16.30. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.